last three-pointer, his last three-pointer. I mean, there's a fine line, I guess, between burning clock in a situation like that mm-hmm. or putting up a shot if you like the shot. Obviously, you liked yours, he liked his, you both made those threes. Yeah. But, I mean, is there a checklist that runs through your mind in that situation?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, there's time to score. You know, you never want to take a bad one in that situation. You know, I mean, I think we both felt confident taking the shot. I don't think both of us are pretty open. You know, and we work on those, so we feel like those are good shots. And you know, it's one of those ones. If you make it, it's a backbreaker, and if you miss it, it gives them another chance. But when you make it, it's a backbreaker.
Yeah, it feels pretty good, probably.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
You started the game off very well and made some three-pointers. How important was it to get off to a good start against a team like Memphis?
It's very important. You know, this is really, you know, after you come back from the West Coast, these are always kind of trap games. You know, it's, you come back home and you're so happy to be home. It's easy to relax a little bit. So, you know, it was good that we got off to a good start. But, yeah. You know, overall, I didn't feel like we played that great of a game, actually. You know, we played well enough to win. I thought our last few minutes we played well. You know, but I think we were fortunate to win tonight.
You guys talk about defense in the pregame and just throughout the contest. You had them to 15 points in the third quarter. What were some things you were able to do well to hold them to such a low percentage?
Well, I mean, they're a handful to guard, and Marcus Sol. I mean, we're trying to front him and trying to deny him, but that leaves other guys open, too, and you know, I think we just played with a lot of energy, and they missed some shots, and we got them, you know, got them to turn the ball over a little bit, which really helped us out. So that kind of, I mean, we turned the ball over a lot in the first half. That was, you know, if we didn't turn the ball over in the first half, I think we'd have had a nice little lead. But you know, they're a tough team to guard. You know, they have a bunch of tough matchups. Tayshaun Prince, they put him in the four, and that kind of messed us up a little bit. So you know, I think we played that great, actually.
You did well on the road trip. Now you face a division leader in Memphis. How much does that do to the confidence of this team now as you continue this role?
Yeah, I think our confidence is really high. I think we also feel like we have, you know, a lot to improve on. You know, I don't know. I didn't feel like we really played that well tonight. I thought, you know, we finished the game really well. Our last few minutes were really strong. We started the game really well. You know, but I think we still feel like there's a lot of growth for our team. And, you know, there's a lot of games left, so I think we feel good about, you know, what we've done up to this point, but we're also, you know, we also realize there's a lot of season left.
Memphis usually likes to play a half-court kind of game and slow team down. You guys were able to neutralize that and still play the tempo. You want to work with you guys?
Well, I mean, anytime you get stops and you get turnovers, you can get out and run. That's really the only opportunity to really, you know, fast break on a team. And you try to be a team that can run all the time, whether they make it or miss it. But in reality, you got to get stops or you got to get a turnover. And, you know, we were able to do that some tonight. You know, I think, you know, when we got bogged down, when the ball got stagnant, you know, they are a great half-court team. You know, so, you know, I thought they really kind of, you know, had us in some bad spots for a while there, and we weren't able to run. So there's a lot to learn from.
You mentioned coming off of the road, the long road trip, and coming to this crowd. Just how important was that to get that energy? You even mentioned it post-game. How did the crowd help you get that win?
That was great. Having the crowd like that and really into it, I mean, that's what home court advantage is. You know, when you have a crowd that gets behind you and picks you up and not just cheers when you make a basket, but like cheers you on to make the basket. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? And we had that tonight, and I hope everyone had fun, and hope everyone got a date on their app, and everyone left the game happy tonight. All right.